45 of which are Vincentians, 14 Colombians. The balance of 11 workers are from St. Lucia, Trinidad, and Tobago, respectively. Most of the non-nationals are specialist workers, as the Honourable Member would appreciate, in the type of construction that is taking place there. However, in the coming to approximately 115, thereabout ballpark figure, since the pace of the construction is expected to increase. This will mean even more Vincentians being employed. I want to state, Madam Speaker, and members, that the company that won the bid to construct the hotel has done work in St. Vincent and the Grenadines in the past, and including the recently completed Courage facility in Diamond, which is in close proximity to the site of the hotel construction. The Vincentians were trained and later for the said company in Dominica. Some of those same Vincentians returned back to the state and are actually employed with NH during the construction of the facility, the hotel at Diamond. So they are in fact training workers and to be specialist workers, in fact, on the site currently.